USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The U.S. marks a COVID milestone, 100 million vaccine doses administered since President Biden takes office in January. Biden yesterday thanking the CDC.
You're saving lives. You're saving lives. But you're changing the psyche of the country.
But doctors still see causes for concern. New cases nationwide, 55,000 a day, as variants spread and states ease lockdowns and airline travel increases. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC yesterday, we're at the point where Europe was a few weeks ago.
They pulled back on their mitigation methods. They stopped wearing masks. They opened up the bars. They did the things that we warned shouldn't be done. And now Europe is seeing, in general, a surge of 5 to 10%. I hope that doesn't happen here, but it looks like it's starting to do that.
Fauci estimates only about 12% of the U.S. population has been completely vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text Tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.